Hi, everybody. My name is Rafa Lombardino, and this is Translation Confessional.
The last day. Today, I'll be talking about the third Brazilian song I'd like to highlight here at Translation Confessional Music Edition. I'm highlighting O Último Dia by Paulinho Mosca. It translates to The Last Day. So the lyrics pose this very important philosophical question. What would you do if this were your last day on Earth? This song is from 1995, and in the following year, there was even a mini soap opera in Brazil dedicated to this theme song. The name of the show was O Fim do Mundo, that is, The End of the World. As I was writing some notes for this episode, I took a trip down memory lane and even found some clips on YouTube with scenes from that soap opera. I'll leave a link to the opening so you can see the bad late 1990s CGI that we would get to see every night when the soap opera was about to start. Paulinho Mosca is a very versatile singer and composer, but before he got to write great melodic philosophical songs that can be true tongue twisters sometimes, I actually remember watching him on TV when I was a little kid and he was in his early 20s. He was part of a trio called Inimigos do Rei, or Enemies of the King, and they were going against the current of all those boy bands from the 90s. These Enemies of the King were singing some pretty weird songs that kids like me would sing along at the top of our lungs. One of them was about Adelaide, like the town in Australia, but pronounced Adelaide in Brazil. And their song was dedicated to a small woman from Paraguay, our neighboring country, to whom the trio professed their love. If I close my eyes, I can still see them lip-syncing to it on an afternoon variety show while a small woman would come to the stage and dance around with them. Yes, the 1980s were not politically correct at all. The other song they had was about a cockroach named, you guessed it, Kafka, like in the Metamorphosis novel by author Frank Kafka. They talk about walking into the kitchen, coming across the cockroach, offering it some flan, and asking if she, yes, the cockroach was a she, if she wanted to listen to the Sex Pistols. Nothing weird, right? I mean, it sounds very psychedelic, but it's just the best example of the 1980s Brazilian nonsense that my childhood memories are made of. Be sure to check the episode's descriptions, because I found some links to these 1980 videos, and you just cannot miss out on all this cheesiness. So, in the mid-1990s, Paulinho Mosca started his solo career and showed us a completely different depth to his work. He was even featured as the singing voice in Woman on Top, an American movie that came out in the year 2000, starring Penélope Cruz as a Brazilian. She's from Spain, by the way. But those scenes where her husband serenades to her were actually lip-synced by a Brazilian actor with Paulinho Mosca's actual voice. I actually got to meet Paulinho Mosca in 2002 when I went to his concert in my hometown. Fans could come in and say hi in his dressing room afterwards, and I remember I walked in with two teenage boys that were in front of me in line. I wasn't much older than those teenage boys, but they seemed to have no memory of Mosca as one of the enemies of the king, so I couldn't hold my tongue and I had to say that I still knew all the lyrics to Kafka and Adelaide, to which Mosca laughed a bit embarrassed. But I also got to tell him that he was my husband's favorite Brazilian singer, and that his music was kind of helping my husband learn some Portuguese. So Mosca gave me his autograph to pass it on to Vince. During that brief exchange, he seemed very passionate about music and started talking about other Brazilian musicians I should introduce to my husband. You can clearly see that an artist is really into what they do when a bodyguard has to come in and say that our time is up, but he wants to go on and finish his thoughts about his recommendations and his musical musings. But going back to the song I'm talking about today, An interesting thing about the lyrics to O Último Dia is that it's set up in the conditional clause. What would you do if you only had this one last day to live? And while the question is posed that way, if, would, the possible scenarios are worded in a way that actually uses what we grammar nerds call imperfect past, which is like a past continuous. So instead of answering, what would you do, as I would do this or that, it sounds more like I used to do this or that. I remember that I was 15 when the song came out, so I was deep into my English learning experience in Brazil, and one of my pastimes, as the good nerd I am, was to translate Brazilian songs into English in my head. And I would always be intrigued by this verb tense switch, because using the past continuous in Portuguese is perfectly fine to express possible scenarios, when the grammatically correct option would have been the subjunctive imperfect. Just a quick example, because you have to check out the entire translation I added to the video to make sense of it all. If someone asked you, what would you do if you only had this one day left to live, and you answered, I would run out in the middle of the street, the Brazilian lyrics actually literally say, I used to run in the middle of the street instead. Still, in my English translation, I kept the if-would scenario, as it would be expected from an English-speaking audience. But I just thought I should mention this little grammar tidbit, in case any of you listening out there are actually learning Portuguese and get a little confused by how this verb tense switch happens in the actual lyrics. I hope you enjoyed this clip and that it got you curious about what the lyrics mean in English. Now I want to invite you over to YouTube for the full experience, since I'll be translating the lyrics into English according to my own interpretation. Send me an email at rlombardino@wordawareness.com or leave a voice message on my anchor page. If I get enough feedback and voice messages, I can go back to the subject and post a special podcast episode with everyone's opinion on this very same theme. By the way, my anchor page is anchor.fm/translation-confessional. I look forward to hearing from you. Stay tuned for weekly episodes and subscribe to Translation Confessional through your favorite podcast app.